Right now we're joined by Dave Dawson, Democratic candidate for Iowa's 4th Congressional District. That includes Franklin and Wright counties in the broadcast area, visiting Hampton on Wednesday night at the library, talking about some issues that, if elected, he would cover. And Dave, I appreciate the time. Nice to meet you, I guess, too.
Thank you for having me on the radio tonight. I was traveling through northwest Iowa all the way over here to Franklin County on my town hall tour. It's the Grow Iowa Together town hall tour, and this is my 31st county out of the 36 counties in the 4th Congressional District.
That's getting the mileage in, Dave. I wanted to ask you about your slogan there real quick, Grow Iowa Together. Just talk about why that was your slogan going into this.
I think, Iowa's economy is currently ranked 49th in the nation for economic growth, and Iowa needs to grow again. Our farm economy is struggling with the tariffs that have been imposed. It's causing farmers to have higher input costs and having less trade opportunities. So we've kind of lost the price on our corn and soybeans over the last year, and I think we need to work together to solve problems that help the 4th District, and we can help grow our rural communities, and we can help grow our schools and grow our healthcare system and make Iowa's 4th Congressional District a stronger, healthier place.
Growing the healthcare industry, that's one question I did have too. So in the few visits he does make around here, Randy Feenstra did visit the hospital out here a few years ago. I got to talk to him at that. You think of rural Iowa. You said you have the second most rural district, not in the state, in the country. I did not know that going into this event, but can you elaborate on what you would do to expand healthcare in rural Iowa? Because Hampton's lucky. They got a hospital, but you look at, 25 miles west or whatever, there might not be a hospital for a 40-mile radius for some of these small communities. How do you help that, I guess, Dave?
Well, we need to reverse the budget bill last year that took nearly $1 trillion in healthcare funding away from our country. That's over 10% of the funding for the Medicaid system that small clinics and hospitals across the 4th District rely on. I've had conversations with the hospital CEOs that they might not lead to closure of the hospitals, but it's definitely going to lead to staff layoffs and having less staff available to provide care. And it's also going to impact rural nursing homes. And will they be able to stay open? People who are in long-term care sometimes have to rely on Medicaid assistance to fund their stay in a nursing home. And without that, will nursing homes be able to stay open in small rural communities? So we need stronger healthcare funding and a better run healthcare system. And I definitely support reversing that budget cut with regards to our healthcare system.
You're joined by Dave Dawson, Democratic candidate for Iowa's 4th Congressional District, talking here as he made a visit to Hampton on Wednesday night for his Grow Iowa Together tour. Another topic brought up Wednesday from the crowd was Iowa's high cancer rates. Now, Iowa's a very ag-involved state, so you kind of have to watch, what you say, what you don't say. But regardless, what do you think Iowa's approach needs to be with the second highest cancer rate in the country, too?
I'm not a scientist and I'm not a doctor, but I think the federal government should be funding research to make sure we're addressing the causes of cancer, the treatments of cancer, and ways to prevent cancer. And I don't know if our farm economy has something to do with that with regards to nitrate levels or pesticides or herbicides, or is it the radon levels that are high in the state of Iowa compared to other states? But if we have research and science funding to help get to the bottom of that, we can then implement better policies in all areas, whether it's our healthcare systems or our ag economy or farming practices, but we need to have the best research and fund that research to get to the best answers.
So that's obviously some state issues. Now, you represent it on the national level. So right now, there's a lot of controversies regarding whether it's the T word, tariffs. I've heard that several times in my line of work. Also hearing about the SAVE Act as well. So I guess your thoughts on some of the bigger problems on the U.S. scale that you feel is hurting Iowans, probably especially as relates to tariffs. But what would you do in D.C. if elected to help as relates to these tariffs that people say are not benefiting as much as the administration would think?
Well, if I were elected to Congress, I would do what I did when I was elected to the state legislature. I would take an oath to uphold the law and follow the Constitution. And just last month, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the tariffs that were imposed over the last year were unconstitutional. We shouldn't be imposing policies unilaterally without input from Congress. We should be making sure that we're following the Constitution. And anything we do that affects the economy, including taxes like tariffs are, should be thoughtfully considered by members of Congress before the unilateral imposed.
And I guess finally, there's some other things brought up about Medicaid, Medicare, those words come up, whatever, and it could be a midterm, whatever it may be. I guess your thoughts on what's going on with Medicare and all that stuff, maybe on national level, how it affects Iowans too.
Yes, I like I said before, I was opposed to the budget bill that cut nearly $1 trillion in the Medicare funding. While I was in the Iowa legislature, we helped pass the Medicaid expansion that covered 150,000 Iowans that were not previously covered through health insurance. And sometimes low-income Iowans who are working full-time jobs still can't afford healthcare, so we need to do more to make it accessible and affordable to more people. But our Medicaid system can't survive with, you know, large cuts at the level that they were done. So over 10% of the federal budget for Medicaid spending being cut is not the right direction. It's going to make healthcare less available to people who live in the 4th District and make healthcare expenses go up for people who have private insurance, because if people don't have healthcare coverage at all, who else has to pay? Are people with private insurance? So we need to address this issue as soon as the new Congress is elected in November.
And I guess finally, you're running as a Democrat in Iowa. Obviously, Iowa and the House and Senate's controlled by Republicans, but Democrats did win a couple of special elections here in the last 8 to 12 months. Going into these midterms this year, do you feel there's some momentum for Democrats, not only at the state, but at the national level too?
I am running as a Democrat, but I've always put people before partisan politics, and we need more people who are public servants who want to go serve the district and help constituents regardless of their party background. We can't just play partisan politics. We have to find solutions to problems, and that's what I've done my entire career as a prosecutor for nearly 20 years and as a state legislator for 4 years, was to try and solve problems on behalf of my constituents and not play partisan games.
Again, joined by Dave Dawson, Democratic candidate for Iowa's 4th Congressional District, as we approach near the primaries here. And Dave, thanks a lot for talking with us after the meeting as well.
Thanks so much, and I hope people will go to DaveDawsonForIowa.com and check out my website and learn more about my campaign.
All right, Dave Dawson on the Newsmaker program.